Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Comic Book Legion Podcast. Of course, I am your host, Clay, and once again, I am missing Mark. Now, the only difference between this week and last week I did have my other co-host from Batman News Weekly, Juice Wayne, here to spot me, but because our schedules didn't really line up all that well this week, I am all by my lonesome, so I just have to keep talking and hope that I don't get tired, so that way there's not a whole lot of gaps in this episode. Anyway, but, so I will say this week, man, Mark, I miss you so much because this week was terrible for comics. The only interesting stuff was the Batman comics, which I've already talked about at Batman News Weekly on episode 11. So if you would like to hear my thoughts on those, please go check that out. But other than that, all the other books did not grasp me very well. I didn't want to really read anything. I had attempted to open up Aquaman. By the first page, I was just, I couldn't do it. And, of course, I'm not going to read Action for reasons. And then a friend of mine over at DC Comics Squadcast, Jordan, showed me a page from Action this past week. And I'm so glad I didn't even attempt to read that book. Because, of course, it's Bendis. What other explanation do you need, you know? So I wanted to try to read Flash. I didn't have the time, and I was just really busy at work, so I didn't really have time to read anything this week other than the Batman stuff for Batman News Weekly, so I do apologize. But the one thing that everybody keeps asking me to talk about, because they know that I get angry, they just want to hear me flustered, is 5G. There is small rumors of the full cast of what will be the Justice League in 5G. That rumored cast being, of course, Luke Fox as Batman, which has been rumored and, you know, continues to still pop up. So I'm guessing it still will be Luke Fox. John Kent as Superman. Cassie Sandsmark as Wonder Woman. Owen Mercer as The Flash. And Joe Malign as Green Lantern. So the last two people are probably saying, what in the world? Who the fuck is that? Well, let me give you a little bit of background. Owen Mercer is the son of Captain Boomerang. A lot of you new readers from Rebirth or New 52 might know him. New 52 might know him. Rebirth will not know him because he has not been present whatsoever. I believe he appeared once in literally one issue in New 52. And a lot of people know him from the pre-52 story of Crisis. And of course, Suicide Squad. So he is, of course, Captain Boomerang, Flash. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he be the Flash? Well, his mother was Thawne. And of course, Thawne is, oh my gosh, I almost forgot, Reverse Flash. I almost said Professor Zoom, but that is completely wrong. That's Hunter Zolomon. But it is an ancestor of Reverse Flash, I believe. And that is how Owen Mercer became a thing, and so he is really good at throwing boomerangs at light speed. But Joe Malign, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, this Green Lantern will be introduced sometime, I believe, this month or in November, because her book is coming out soon. It is Far Sector. Really cool design. I really am pumped for that book a little bit, or at least I was. But now knowing that she is an ex-cop from New York really, really, really bothers me. And the only reason why that is we already have five lanterns from Earth. I don't need another one. Excuse me. I need a drink of water. Excuse me for a second. All right. So we don't need another lantern. And I know everybody's like, oh, well, what about that Teen Lantern? She doesn't exist in my mind. Don't even say it. Because here's some spoilers from you that I've heard over on podcasts. Of course, I'm not going to read the damn book because it's garbage. But apparently, she didn't even hack the thing like Bendis said she did. It's just a fake piece of machinery that copies lantern constructs. So she's not even a real Green Lantern. So don't even come at me with that. I'm sorry. But I do not like this lineup for the fact that Owen Mercer is on this lineup because he is not significant to the general audience at all. And when I say general audience, I mean more of comic book readers today, not like diehard fans. Of course, diehard fans who have been reading DC Comics for so long, they will know him from Identity Crisis, like I just said. But he hasn't been a presence, he hasn't shown up in Flash whatsoever, so to just throw him in here will be boring, because I don't want a giant arc of, hey, who are you? Oh, I am the Flash. Oh, well, I don't recognize you, and then have a whole entire backstory of a character I don't care about. No one wants that. No one. And Joe Malane, or Malane, that's going to be the same thing. A lot of these characters are going to have that genuine, just like, oh, we need an origin story for every single character. And that's going to be so boring and stupid. This is why 5G will not work. It will not work, because it's going to be a constant origin for these characters for the first 12 issues. And then we'll finally get to the real stories. And let me just say, a lot of people are on the fence. I am on the fence. I hate this idea. But the more and more I hear other people talk about it, the more I need to calm down. I understand that, although I really do hate this. But the only saving grace 5G will have whatsoever are the creative teams. If the creative teams are just garbage on these books, and I can tell you, I already know, Bendis is going to be on at least three of these, whether it be Justice League or three of the individual characters of Justice League. And it'll be a waste of time. A waste of fucking paper. But I had a listener question from Tony, WaltGator93. He asked me, with the rumored Justice League members of 5G, who would I choose for my own casting for 5G's Justice League? And of course, I will ask this question for Mark when he gets back, because we all want to hear his input. But what I basically wrote my dream team, creative team, and the actual members of Justice League. That being Tom Taylor writing, Dan Mora on art, with Helena Wayne as Batman, or technically Batwoman. Bart Allen, Impulse, the Mark Waid Bart Allen. Don't give me this incomplete sentence Bendis bullshit. Mark Waid, Impulse. Hawkman as your guy who knows all of the ins and outs of the past, because now with Venditti's new, you know, origin for Hawkman, he knows everything from his past lives. So he will know, you know, everything that has happened in Rebirth, in New 52, and so on and so forth. So he can be your out for whenever there is an event to change everything back from 5G. And then I chose a very not-so-liked pair of twins. I chose Jenny and Jason Allen. These are the children of Jessica Cruz and Barry Allen. Now, if you remember in Rebirth, in the very beginning, there was a story arc where there was children, of the Justice League. And they had a speedster child, but they also had these two Green Lantern twins, and they could use the Lantern Spectrum. Blah, I can't even talk. Holy crap. They could use the Lantern Spectrum, like, through their body. They didn't need any rings or anything. So I think that would be kind of cool. But that would be my dream team for the 5G Justice League. But that's really all I have for 5G right now. There's not really any more rumors coming out as of right now. I think they're kind of keeping it on the down low because, as Bleeding Cool said once before, that, you know, there is going to be a lot of changes due to fan reactions because the apparent announcement wasn't really planned in the first place. So, you know, we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. I expect with January, like the month of January, not necessarily the solicits, but because that just came out. But once January comes in, once 2020 comes in, we'll start to hear a little bit more on a possible announcement date for 5G. And if you notice about these solicits, one big thing was that Batman was going to be monthly. A lot of these books were going to become monthly, so that way writers could slow down a bit, things could get back on track, and probably get back on track for 5G. But it looks like everything is still bi-monthly, which really sucks for Tinian, because, you know, a man who thought he had 15 long issues to really, you know, tell a good story, now has those 15 issues scrunched up into 6 months, and he's getting cut at the knees. DC is cutting him at the knees so that way they can rush 5G just to fall flat on their face. And that's truly what's going to happen. And I know people will, oh, Clay, you're just a hater and you need to calm down, blah, 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 blah. Well, here's the issue. This is a fucking stupid idea. So, you know, that's the real issue here. But anyway, guys, this is a super short episode. I'm at 10 minutes right now. Holy crap. I thought I was going to be able to push this a little bit longer. But you know what? You know what? If you guys are real fans, and I know that the audience loves Mark a lot more than me because he is the OG Nation of Nerds guy. But, you know, if there is a fan or two out there, you know, I'll talk about the solicits a little bit. Let me go ahead and pull them up here. January 2020 solicits for DC Comics. Now, I will say these did not impress me very much because I'm not excited for any of these books right now. I was really excited for Kyle Higgins coming up in Aquaman, but the solicits say that he's a guest writer, so that doesn't get me excited whatsoever. I'm probably going to get him for maybe 2 issues, maybe 3, and then it's going to go back to Kelly Sue DeConnick's Marvelized Aquaman. And I am really not liking that book as well. You know, and man, I want to be excited for Tinian's Batman, but knowing that he's getting cut at the knees is really, really painful for me. You know, I know that I've been very wishy-washy on this whole Tom King run. Some I like, some I don't like. I just want to have a good Batman book. I want a good Superman book, but we're not going to talk about that because Cancer is writing it. But one thing I will say that is really interesting about the solicitations here is this Birds of Prey number 1. Of course, it was announced like a month or two ago that Brian Azzarello was going to be doing a Birds of Prey miniseries, or a new series. It wasn't even confirmed as a series, or a miniseries, whatever, of Birds of Prey. This is now resolicited as a Black Label Birds of Prey book that 1 and 2 are combined with this one. It says here that some of the material was previously solicited as Birds of Prey number 1 and 2. And, you know, this is very interesting because, you know, Brian Azzarello is a little bit more of a dark writer. We know that from Batman Damned and some of the other stuff that he's just put out in general. But is this DC saying, hey, you know what? Instead of making you a full-blown series or a full-blown miniseries, we're only going to give you 3 issues. Or is Brian Azzarello not playing ball and is, you know, kind of doing this to himself? We will see. We will genuinely see. I'm really interested in these, what are they called? The, what is that new label? It is the, oh my gosh, the Hill House Comics. You know, I wasn't into horror comics, but thanks to Chris Rimmer, the host of the Horror Comics podcast, really been digging that. If you haven't subscribed to that podcast, I highly recommend it. But he's gotten me into horror comics, and I look into the old school horror magazines. And so this Hill House Comics, you know, label that DC is coming out with, I believe it starts this month or next month. You know, there's some pretty interesting books that are attached to it. So I am interested in reading those. There's a lot of 2, 3s, and 4s coming out here in January. But everything else is just like, meh, you know? I want to be excited for Flash Forward, but with the solicitation here, with being, you know, kind of depressing with the way WALL-E will turn out, I'm not sure. I'm tired of being depressed. And that's another really good point. That's something I wanted to point out as well. You know, with all these heroes right now and their books, whether it be Green Lantern, whether it be Superman, whether it be Batman, whether it be Wonder Woman, all of our heroes, or the entire Justice League, basically, all of our heroes are losing in every book that they have. And I understand that this is the year of the villain, and, you know, it's the darkest before the dawn or whatever, but you can only do that for so long. And then all of us readers are just like, okay, I'm tired of seeing them lose. Please, I want them to win, you know? And I asked Jordan this from DC Comics Squadcast. I said, is it possible that DC Comics is, because of their plans with 5G, they're basically saying, hey, you know what? Let's keep all of these heroes losing for now to show the readers that a lot of these heroes are washed up. And I know that's a very blasphemous thing to say for a DC Comics fan. None of these heroes are washed up, in my opinion. I love all of these heroes. You know, I want better stories from them, but they're not washed up. I know they're not washed up. They survived 80 years for a reason, you know? So, is it possible that they're trying to show us that they're washed up so that way it'll be easier for them to age them up to bring these new heroes in? And I'll give you that answer. No, it is not. It is not cool, and I hope they don't put that agenda towards our heroes. They're not washed up. These are characters that have, like I said, lived on for 80 years, and your writers just need to be a little bit more creative. I'm sorry. And if they're not, there's plenty of other people out there that have probably really cool ideas, and so you need to hire new writers instead of saying, hey, Bendis, you know what? We have 50 books. Do you want to write 47 of them? Because it's not going to work. It really isn't. And I understand that you want to have a big name to draw attention to a book like Tom Taylor writing Suicide Squad. I just saw that on the solicits for number 2. I understand that these big names will help a book, but if you get fresh meat out there, you will get fresh ideas. You will get creative stories. And I think that's what DC needs. They need that so much. And I know that, you know, they have more of the not necessarily graphic novels, but novels, the teen novels coming out, and they're from more, you know, generic writers, not necessarily comic book writers. Maybe throw some of them in here, you know, throw them on a smaller book like Teen Titans, just to see how it goes, you know, or maybe even one of the DC Giant books, so that way they have only like a 15-page story. These are the kinds of things that you need to experiment with, so that way you can get better ideas and new meat. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to, you know, call everybody meat, but it's just a phrase, you know? But I don't know, guys. It's just, I am super depressed with these books, so much so that I'm actually selling all, I'm selling all of my physical copies at the moment and going digital. And as of right now, I'm not really interested in buying anything, so I'm saving a ton of money right now. And that's super depressing. That, like, I always told myself that once I started doing reviews for comics, and once I started doing a podcast, every book that we would cover, I would buy. I'm not doing that now because, well, I don't want to waste my book. I don't want to waste my money on a book that I will never open again. All these books, I crack open every once in a while just to look at the art and read every once in a while. That I will say there are books that I have from a couple months ago that I will always keep, like Snyder's, you know, issue number 25, which was the Sun-Dip Superman story in the Sixth Dimension. I will keep that book probably forever. And I will look back on it, and I will read it, and I will cry, and it'll be awesome. But we're not going to have those moments every issue. I understand that. But right now, there's nothing even in the glimpse of that that is getting me interested to want to say, hey, go out and read DC. Please, go out and read DC. There is more of these old school, golden age, trade paperback, hardcover, deluxe edition, whatever, that are coming out in the solicits that I'm more interested in than any of the newer stuff. And I know Dan Didio was really upset for the fact that more people are interested in the facsimiles and the, you know, old reprints and everything else. but it's because your writers are garbage right now, Didio. I'm sorry. And I will say, you know, your Metal Men was like 50-50 with a lot of people. I don't trust you enough to actually open that book, so I'm sorry. I didn't read it. And it's probably good, but I'm not going to read it, you know? But anyway, guys, I think that will be it. It is a 20-minute episode. I don't want to, you know, just complain for another 40 minutes with you guys just to have an hour-long episode. I don't think anyone would be interested in that, but I love you guys. Mark will be back next week. It's going to be a full-length, good episode. We'll talk about him being Aquaman for 2 days, you know, swimming with dolphins, not being stung like the freaking... I almost forgot his name. Oh my gosh, what is... Oh my gosh, hold on. Steve Irwin? Steve, right? Steve Irwin? I believe it's Steve Irwin. Yeah, Steve Irwin. I'm so dumb. I had a complete brain malfunction there. At least he didn't die from the freaking rays that he was swimming with also. So, you know, good on you, Mark. Anyway, guys, that'll be it for the episode. I love you all. If you have any questions over my hate of DC Comics right now, or just displeasure of them, I don't necessarily hate them. But, you know, you can always find me at FanboyClay on Twitter. You can find the show at CB_Legion. You can find Mark at Mark Reads Comics to attempt to get me fired from this podcast. Please don't. I love this. I love talking to all of you guys. But yeah, see you guys later. Trying my best not to let you in. I can't do this all alone.